Let us take one of the stories of the Bible and see how the prophets and writers of old revealed the story of creation by this strange Eastern symbolism. We all know the story of Noah and the Ark, that Noah was chosen to create a new world after the world was destroyed by the flood. The Bible tells us that Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Genesis chapter 6, verse 10. The first son is called Shem, which means name. Ham, the second son, means warm, alive. The third son is called Japheth, which means extension. You will observe that Noah and his three sons Shem, Ham, and Japheth contain the same formula of creation as does the divine name of Jod, He, Vav, He. Noah, the father, the conceiver, the builder of a new world is equivalent to the Jod, or unconditioned consciousness, I am. Shem is your desire, that which you are conscious of, that which you name and define as your objective, and is equivalent to the second letter in the divine name, He. Ham is the warm, live state of feeling, which joins or binds together consciousness desiring and the thing desired, and is therefore equivalent to the third letter in the divine name, the vow. The last son, Japheth, means extension, and is the extended or objectified state, bearing witness of the subjective state, and is equivalent to the last letter in the divine name, He. You are Noah, the knower, the creator. The first thing you beget is an idea, an urge, a desire, the word, or your son Shem. Your second son Ham is the secret of feeling by which you are joined to your desire subjectively, so that you, the consciousness desiring, become conscious of being or possessing the thing desired. Your third son, Japheth, is the confirmation, the visible proof that you know the secret of creation. He is the extended or objectified state, bearing witness of the invisible or subjective state in which you abide. In the story of Noah, it is recorded that Ham saw the secrets of his father. Genesis chapter 9, verse 22. And because of his discovery, he was made to serve his brothers, Shem and Japheth. Ham, or feeling, is the secret of the Father, your I am, for it is through feeling that the consciousness desiring is joined to the thing desired. The conscious union or mystical marriage is made possible only through feeling. It is feeling which performs this heavenly union of father and son, Noah and Shem, unconditioned consciousness, and conditioned consciousness. By performing this service, feeling automatically serves Japheth, the extended or expressed state, for there can be no objectified expression unless there is first a subjective impression. To feel the presence of the thing desired, to subjectively actualize a state by impressing upon yourself, through feeling, a definite conscious state is the secret of creation. Your present objectified world is Japheth, which was made visible by Ham. Therefore, Ham serves his brothers, Shem and Japheth, for without feeling, which is symbolized as Ham, the idea or thing desired, which is Shem, could not be made visible as Japheth. The ability to feel the unseen, the ability to actualize and make real a definite subjective state through the sense of feeling is the secret of creation, the secret by which the word or unseen desire is made visible, is made flesh. John chapter 1 verse 14, and God calleth things that be not as though they were. Romans chapter 4 verse 17. Consciousness calls things that are not seen as though they were,